Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'd like to talk about red flags.
Oh, yeah, you're full
Anyone named Michael. Just kidding. I have a lot of friends named Michael that are great.
But
I said it because
your name.
There's
a lot of like Michaels in our world.
Yeah.
In our orbit.
Here. Like there's me, I'm Michael. Our right. boss is Mike.
Right.
Our boss's boss is Micah.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. like.
Isn't there another one floating around somewhere?
There is somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a Mikey. There's a.
Yeah, we don't hear from him. There are too many.
There was actually, I think it was a Reddit thread or something, was talking about hobby red flags.
Mm. Woo.
And I just want to hear red flags in general, but like one of the big ones on the thing was like CrossFit. To me,
yeah.
If there were a girl who ticked every box that I ever wanted in a life partner, and then she's like, I CrossFit, I'd be like, late. Just
you know what that tells me then?
What?
You're being too picky. And that's why you're alone.
Oh.
Mm. I slowed my roll on the word alone there, sorry.
Don't you think CrossFit is a red flag? Like,
yes, I think it is. But is it such a red flag that if everything else about her was perfect, it means you shouldn't be with her?
Kind of, yeah. If you're a CrossFit person, please, if you can set the weights down in text, don't.
Oh,
but like, you're just, you're, it's like.
Do it in the most twisty, jerky motion you can, though, while you set
yeah,
it.
Yeah, put your ropes that you're going.
You know what, though? You're jealous because they're so fit.
I'm
and
not
so dedicated and
yeah,
like yeah.
never been that dedicated to anything.
But is it don't here's my thing. I think I like Renaissance people better. I like people who are more well-rounded. Like if you're okay. just so dedicated to one thing.
I thought you
thing,
were talking about like Renfair people that dress up. I was like, what do they have to do with anything?
I kinda
right
like
now?
That too. Okay. If I'm being honest, if you're a Renfair person, I'll date you. No,
no.
I just like I think when you become too it's just If we're getting into red flags, I'll just say it. Atheists,
vegans.
Vegans. Like, how do you know somebody's an atheist? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Right, okay.
How do you know somebody's into CrossFit? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
I'm worried that your next thing is going to be, how do you know if someone's engaged? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
How do you know?
It is kind of lining up with
someone's planning a wedding. Don't worry,
she'll tell you.
Tune in 15 minutes. I bet Eric has got something to say about it.
I have a lot to say.
You hack. Back me up.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yes.
You guys can.
It's true.
You can mess with me. Okay. It's fine.
So. Anyway. You are a walk and talk in red flag right now. You're just a wedding encyclopedia. You're like,
don't date her. She's engaged.
That is a red flag.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I don't even think they need to be. Are we only looking for like red flags of like somebody you date? Or is it just red flags of a human?
Oh, human. Ooh. Those are so much better.
Yeah. Where it's like, just if the guy is just like,
You go, okay. If we're opening up that much, I have one.
What is yours?
A lot of my neighbors do this.
Oh, boy.
A lot of red flags.
Do you want to do this?
Yes. Are you sure?
You still live there. You have a 30-year mortgage.
When you live on, when you pull in and instead of turning around to park in front of your house so you're facing the right way, you just geek in and just now you're facing the wrong way.
Huh,
Like parallel parked on the curb and facing the wrong way. What are you doing?
I didn't actually know that was legal.
I don't know that it is. Should I be calling the cops on them? Can I call the cops on them? Is that a thing? Will they come do something? Yeah, it bothers me. What are you doing? If we all did that, society would crumble. Do you think you're getting away with something because you're like, oh, just, and then you leave it overnight sometimes? It's just wrong.
And that it bothers you because it's the wrong way.
Yeah, it's just the wrong way. That's a red flag to me.
What
other shortcuts are you taking?
I want to come at you for this, but you know that one of my dearest friends, Josh, my neighbor, I hated him when he moved into the neighborhood.
Because he backs in.
He's a backer.
Mm.
I'm a backer now, too.
Oh, my God, Erica, get out. Are you getting married?
Ugh. I'm a backer only at my house. What? I only back in at my new home.
Are you in the
home.
CIA?
No.
Do you think there's going to be a tornado?
Do you like that I just looked to Aaron for my answer?
It was like for confirmation. I was like, I can't answer that for you.
Are you in the volunteer fire department? Then why the hell do you, everybody's like, it's just easier to get out that way. It's
Slacker,
like,
we park on an alley and it is easier to get out if I back in on the alley than having to do like a 9-point exit from, it's just, he's nodding.
Red flag.
No.
No, I was pointing for something else, but it's fine.
What?
How many point turn?
Oh.
Nine.
Oh, nine. I didn't even hear it.
9-point turn. Okay, no, nine? But I just think it makes you a hardo. It's a red flag because
what's
you're
a hardo.
A backer.
Okay.
You're a backer. He's just like, look at me.
Well,
and I adore Josh, and I've accepted his backing.
Dane's and he still does
backer.
It.
Of course, he just backs. If you're a backer, have you ever gone to the View House down here in the tech center?
No. Yeah.
Drive to their parking lot right now. If you're anywhere near it, just text us if you drive through the parking lot. Every single dude in a lifted truck backs their truck in. It drives me nuts. It's like, you got to escape? Like, once I get done with the bar, I got to go. Or you're just calling your shot. You know you're going to be buzzed.
Are you dining
you
and
back
dashing?
Up
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I think backing is a red flag. I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah, I'm with you.
I'll calm down. I know everyone else has a red flag, but we need you to call as well. What is your human being red flag? 303-222-5423. You can call, you can text if you're not looking at the View House cars.
I have overcome a red flag.
One of your own?
No, one of my fiancés.
Oh my God.
Who
wait, you're getting married?
Did you guys, have you seen this ring on my hand?
Jesus.
No, but when
your nails are now like.
No, my nails have been done since the day I met you.
I don't know why, but it's just like. It's just,
I'm a nail done
they've
girl.
They've been done because we talked about it. I brought it up, so.
Okay, great. Having your nails done all the time, a little bit of a red flag.
Oh,
no.
I'm a green flag on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Just sometimes I think you're compensating.
Well, yeah, you know I mean? I'm trying to make myself prettier.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't mean to make it. Okay, go ahead.
When my fiance, who we've been calling Dane on the air, when we first started dating, he did warn me before I came over for the first time that he's a Lego guy. And
I need you to tread very carefully right now.
I got over it because I love him so much and it wasn't enough to make me not date him.
Do you sense any animosity in this room right now?
Do both of you build Legos? Both boys?
T-Hack does not, but the one right next to you does as well.
Aaron builds Legos.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Girls in STEM. I love that.
Be careful. Legos are awesome.
I'm just saying.
How could that be a red flag?
It's a It's a little nerdy.
Yeah, if he introduced himself as like, I'm a Lego guy, just not like I enjoy them. It's like, does he have a ton of them?
He like has like the Friends set and the Seinfeld set. So do I. Yeah, of course. So he just warned me because they were displayed prominently in his home before I came over the first time.
Mm-hmm. So are mine.
But yep. If you know me, you know I'm not, right. I'm not really a
but
Lego
to be
girl.
Fair, when you met Dane.
Yeah.
You were both 15, right? And it was like pretty acceptable.
Try times two.
Oh.
Yeah. Being a 30. Okay. Here's then another red flag as long as we're on that, that thing.
Your favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse. Red flag.
Boom. There you go. Man, okay. Who are we not firing shots at right now? You know what's a red flag for me is if we're on the Lego thing, because you think it's childlike. If you're a grown ass human and you're a Disney person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're a Disney adult. If you don't have kids and you're a Disney person, you're allowed to go like, yeah, I love amusement park. But if you're like, mm-mm, it's much. It's
Too much? Could you go to Disney World?
Sure.
Okay.
You can visit, but like the Disney adults are
like they carry backpacks and pins and headbands.
Their house decor.
And I'll also do any kid stuff. Because like I see grown women with a Hello Kitty purse and I'm like, what are you doing?
Can I put myself in the line of fire for a second?
Go for it.
Is my Taylor Swift obsession a red flag?
You're on the verge. The Swiftie, like you're.
I don't
you're
think
close.
You've seen the full extent of it, which is good.
But when Taylor comes off air, when we're just like sitting in the room, you get real prickly. If anybody says anything weird about it, you come to hurt it. Like you're like, like you're ready, and it's like,
that's my
whoa,
girl.
Relax.
Also, I've got like a fact up. About her from 45 years ago in the back of my head. So.
Have you met her?
A couple times. I've never been able to tell her like, hey, I'm a huge fan. It was always
She's
in working.
Never heard that. Why don't you tell her about your fiance? Really bore the crap out of her.
Okay. Who wants to tell us a red flag? Okay.
If you... Jesus, it got real thick in here, didn't it?
I'm going to go screen the calls.
All right, we want to hear your red flags. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about red flags, and I guess I stepped in it. I don't know what happened. I didn't step in it. No, because you're a backer now, Erica, but like...
I'm a backer only at home. I would never do it in public.
Would you do it here? Like,
no.
Never. Are you a pull through? If there's an opportunity to pull through, will you pull through?
Oh, absolutely.
I might, but I don't feel like necessary.
So I said that I didn't like my neighbor because he's a backer.
And you do like him now.
Yeah, now he's your best friend.
I adore him. I love him. Don't say best friend, Chad.
I said one of them. Okay. Love you, Chad.
So we were going to talk about red flags, and we still are, but right now the CIA crowd is blowing up our phones.
What's the CIA thing?
Because it's like you're a secret agent. Like to me, backing in says, I need to be ready in case the Russians come.
It's
you know?
Not that.
Yes, it is. It's like the people who back in go like, it's so I can
you're doing
leave faster.
A, you're
I
doing a favor
faster.
For future you.
Yes.
How many times have you been like, I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow you're like, oh, I should have done it yesterday. It's the same concept.
Charlie?
Yeah.
You're a CIA agent, I guess, because you back in.
No. Slacker, it's not a CIA agent. Statistics show you are more likely to get in an accident backing up than pulling out forward.
Wait.
That's the reason why most people back up.
I didn't know that, but I'm in.
That's just weird justification after the fact.
You can see
Slacker,
better.
It's not justification. Look it up. Statistics just show that. That's it. That's the only reason.
Slacker research team says.
Do you have access to the Slacker research team? I don't think so. As a CIA agent, you do not.
Listen, I listen to you every day, so I feel like I'm a part of the Slacker research
team. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, I'll let you back in.
He's in.
No.
Okay. I don't mean it like, you know what I mean. You're not, okay. Did we get rid of the other back end people? Because there was a whole lobby.
There were several.
That were like.
Well, so a lot of people, texters said, like, let people park however they want. There are laws.
Right.
Like, regarding. But you gotta face the right way.
Well, but there's no law against backing in.
Yeah.
No. Correct.
Okay. If my legislation makes it through.
Casey.
Yay.
What's your red flag?
Oh, I've got so many for this one. I'm going to go with anybody that puts more than two creams in their coffee total red flag.
Hold on, my Siri's trying to tell me about red flags.
Oh my God.
We're a mess today. Melting down. Sorry. Yeah,
more than two creams in your coffee. What?
Like, I'm a walking red flag then.
I do two. Is that okay?
Oh my gosh, really? Oh, have a little bit of coffee with cream, guys. Come on.
All right, Casey, chill.
Why? Can you explain to me why they're funnier than we are today? Like,
I don't know.
This needs to be the caller show today.
Yeah.
All right. No, I kind of get it. Like, there is a point where you're not enjoying coffee. You're actually just enjoying the accoutrement.
Yeah.
Irina.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, what's your red flag?
I think that in the beginning of a relationship, if a man is not jealous, that's a big red flag.
If he's not jealous?
God, you're a psychopath. Yes.
Women
want the opposite. You don't want a jealous.
No, I don't think I'd be with my fiance if he was jealous at the beginning. I really don't. Because it was like there was a window for him to seal the deal, and that window was shaky, and he managed it. This is the first time I'm revealing this. First 5 dates,
What?
He backed in every time.
First date, great. 2 through 4, I just wasn't sure, and I was
in my
own head.
Why'd you keep going if you weren't sure?
Because I still had fun with him. But if he had been a jealous rat, no.
Wow.
I would have been gone.
So, Irina, you want a guy to be protective? And
no, I think that if he's not shooting lasers into you while you're speaking to another man on the other side of the room, I think that's a big red flag. And I was in a relationship like that for 20 years. And when I started dating a guy like that, I just felt so feminine and attractive. I don't know how to explain it.
But I love a secure man. Like a secure man who can watch you go do your thing and be like, go do your thing, babe.
Mm.
Like that's...
Yeah, but in the beginning, he's got to be a little jealous. A little bit jealous. Okay. Just a little.
Mm. I kind of see it. Just a little.
Do you guys like think I'm secure?
But I mean, don't you think, like, I'm sorry to date myself. OJ Simpson,
though.
Pretty possessive. Look how that turned out. Like,
oh gosh.
Like he's jealous, and it's like, I don't like that you talk to that waiter.
That's like, I don't need to be told what to do.
Yeah.
But I think that was red flaggy from her.
Yeah.
I think she's on the wrong side of the flag.
Yeah, sorry, Irina.
Nathaniel.
Yeah.
What's your red flag?
So I've been a bartender and waiter for a long time, and people who are deliberately rude throughout the whole
If you chink on your glass or snap your fingers.
Have you been with a chinker or a snapper?
Yes. I've been with somebody who put their ring on the glass when their glass was empty. Like,
like this?
Ting, ting.
Okay, it's a Stanley.
Okay. That did not accomplish
That's
what you wanted it to.
That's a triple red flag.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We're going to try News or Nope. The new, what are we calling this? The extended, no, it's the...
The
reversing singing.
Somebody texted and said karaoke version.
Oh.
News.
News.
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Get it together!
You guys didn't go higher!
I'm gonna pee my pants!
What is...
Or no.
This was your idea!
Yeah.
This was your idea to switch...
I was still like caught off guard.
It was just, I don't think that Aaron and I together have like the vibrato enough. And we
you think
didn't
Lester
know
Holt's
it.
Ever peed his pants?
No.
Come on.
This is the one part of the show where we're doing serious news. And so get it together.
I'm sorry. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's happening again.
What's happening again, Santa? Did her voice just not do that?
Okay.
It's happening again.
What's
happening?
Is that better? HBO, aka Max, is changing their name and rebranding. And by the way, rebranding back to HBO Max.
What are they doing over there?
So I think that only switched 2 years ago. They were trying to get Max to catch on, and it just wasn't working. It's like fetch. It's not happening.
It's not. So they're going back to HBO Max.
Back to HBO Max. It's going to happen in the next few months.
Which, why would you get rid of, if you Google Max, it drives me nuts. The band Train drives me nuts. Because you Google Train.
Right.
Your band doesn't come up. Same with the band Magic. Like, you got to give yourself, why would you take
give yourself
out
a fighting chance.
HBO is what you're known for. Why would you go to Max if you
you're right.
Max, I don't even know what would come up.
Max and Ruby.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this? 2010, HBO went to HBO Go. In 2014, they rebranded to HBO Now. In 2020, added Max to become HBO Max. Oh. Then in 2023, they became just Max, and now they are going back to HBO Max. Okay. They need a marketing director.
Yeah, no, they need help. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Great example with Train. Let me give you another one. Imagine you own a radio company, and you decide to name it Odyssey, but then you spell it stupid.
Yeah, that would
How
be
dumb it. Would that
so
be,
silly.
Right?
So
well,
silly.
But it's like audio.
I get it. But imagine then, like, you didn't really check, and there's a podcast company called Odyssey, except it's spelled the right way. So when we tell people, download the Odyssey app, they are, in droves, the other one.
Okay.
A-U-D. A-C-Y. Sorry, I just get so mad that we paid all this money. They're like, yay, we're called the dumb name.
Good evening.
Erica, stop staring at me like that. You're not fired. It's me. I'm
new
gonna
here.
Be fired.
I can't yell at Odyssey.
Okay. Good evening.
Airbnb just got a little bit nicer, I guess. They've rolled out some new services if you book an upcoming stay. You can also, they're designed to offer the luxury of, ready for it?
Yeah.
Hotel amenities. What? Things like spa treatments. Massages, even you can even hire an in-home chef
from Airbnb
all through the app,
all through Airbnb, or
hold on, what are you? You're
you can
saying
book a hotel,
right?
Either or,
you can even book a hotel.
No,
oh
we're all just everyone's just becoming the same thing now. Like,
hold on, I don't really understand what you're saying. So I go on Airbnb and I'm like, I want someone to come to my house and cook, and that will happen
at the rental, yeah. Or like, you know
at
what?
The so
rental.
It's like serving. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
you know what? Oh. Your rental. I could go for a massage. Book a massage to come to this rental.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on the Airbnb app?
Maybe.
Because I want to know if it actually makes that sound that you just made.
Oh no, oh. I don't know. That's
those
proprietary.
Can the other thing that I read, did you read the thing about celebrities?
Patrick Mahomes?
What does that Sabrina mean? Carpenter?
Like, you can rent them? Or they come
that
to your
feels
house? The way the story
like
that I saw was like
performances, maybe.
Yeah.
So like, how much is that going for?
Yeah, how much to have?
Yeah, there's things like, yeah, you could rent a day playing football with Patrick Mahomes or an all day long experience with Sabrina Carpenter, like through the app. I would think it would be very expensive.
This has got to be $100,000.
Yes, minimum. So it's like Cameo, but in real life.
I guess, yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It is dumb.
Or book a hotel.
We are a new style of bitter today. I like it.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of bitter, there's a man I saw on TikTok who, like, I need an update.
Okay.
So if anyone has seen it, please let me know. It was during his birthday party.
Okay.
And.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the dude?
He was a firefighter in like New York.
I couldn't watch it. Did you watch it?
Oh yeah,
what are you guys
I did.
Talking about?
Oh my god, Erica! When you hear about this,
so
it's
there's
so
like this surprise party thrown for him. He grabs the mic. He's doing
it's like
a speech.
His 40th or something.
Yeah, like a big event. He's doing a speech and he's like, "Let me bring my wife up here."
Oh my god, you guys!
She comes up. Give me your ring, like so. Everyone's thinking, "Oh, he's upgrading it. This is awesome." And then he just lets it loose, like, "You be, I know everything. You've been cheating on me," and just it is.
Do we think it's real?
Yeah. Oh, for
then
sure.
He boots her and then cranks the music and everyone gets drunk. It becomes, instead of a birthday party, it's his divorce party.
Yeah.
I don't condone this.
If you're gonna do the crime, you gotta do the time. And like she like he found
she
out.
Cheated.
She cheated.
She was having an affair.
He said something like out. I saw the dude's pale butt or something. Like
I saw the dude's little
Oh, yeah, pay a little something.
Yeah.
Like, he walked, but she didn't know. But, like, I clicked on the very beginning,
or
and she
photos.
Came up,
yeah.
And it was like, but I already knew what it was going to be about, and, like, I don't have that thing.
Yeah.
I can't watch. The cringe in me is, like...
I need an update, if anyone has it.
Do we honestly think it's real, though?
Because
so much is contrived.
Can you send it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Erica. Have it in private.
Yeah, I really don't think doing that in front of everyone is necessary. Yeah.
Or you can just book a hotel.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I guess it's weirder than I thought it was. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
We just Yes. Okay. Tell the story that you just told us.
So I got home and there was a big ladder in our kind of driveway up to get onto our roof, like a ladder set up there. And so I'm like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know we were having work done. So I got in. I said, hey, Ange, what's with the ladder? And she goes, I don't know.
Had she noticed it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did she hear people on the roof?
No, no. So it was not there when she went to pick our son up from school. It was there when she came back. So she, I don't know if people were up. And so I tried to move it.
That's even more concerning.
How long of
they were watching.
Yeah. Isn't she only gone for like 30 minutes to do that?
It depends on how long they play afterwards. Yeah. 30 minutes, an hour or so.
Okay.
So in that time period, someone got on your roof.
Mm-hmm. There were two. There was one ladder here, and then there's a second ladder.
What?
Up on the, like, to get to the highest part of the roof.
Do you live in, like, an HOA neighborhood or anything?
No. No, never. Woo!
Okay.
Was your neighbor getting work done? Did you ask them?
No. Yeah, we texted him. And I tried to move the ladder, and it had a bike lock around it, so it was bike locked.
That's
weird.
To the gutter.
So to your gutter.
To my gutter.
This is alarming.
You didn't pay for somebody to work on your house.
No.
And somebody permanently attached, not permanent, but like semi-permanently attached a ladder to your roof. And you're telling the story to us off air so casually that it makes me want to throat punch
like
you.
You went to sleep at night with that ladder. It's still there as far as we know.
Both of them, yeah. Then the one was on the second.
What?
The way I would be getting like bolt or like fence cutter link.
Yes.
Uh-uh. You're gone.
You went to sleep. Okay, let me just.
Do you have a chimney?
No. Okay. No, we don't have a
chimney. Chimneys
no.
don't work the way you think they work, Erica. I don't want to blow anything for you, right. But you and I are going to have a quick talk after we get done with this.
I just like thought maybe they were climbing up onto the roof and into the chimney.
It's like Santa's inspection service. He's like, well, like he like does a like a dry run.
Right, like obviously not in, what month are we in? May, but like that's where my head went.
No.
Okay. So I'm in the wrong here.
Okay. So you go out to your back deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you reach up and touch your gutter from there? Could you jump and touch your gutter? How
maybe
high is your
jumping.
Gutter?
Okay. Maybe jump. But it's
so
like
if someone
9 feet
were to be on
maybe.
Your roof, say just randomly, and like slide off,
down.
Would they? Could they land on your deck without being harmed in any way, shape?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you slept knowing someone at any time could climb over your house and be on your back deck.
Yeah, but the door to the house is locked.
Okay.
On the
I
back
don't
deck.
It doesn't matter to me.
So it's the same as the front door. Like you could just walk up to the front door and that would be a locked door.
It's a lot
door.
Easier to
so
like,
either way you're just met with a locked door.
But are there windows accessible from any of your roof?
Yeah, those are also locked. We closed them.
So I would be calling emergency services over this.
So I did think that. I was like, no, I'm not going to call the police and be like, there's a ladder.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
I'd say, I think someone was trying to access my home because they...
why would they leave the ladder, though? It doesn't make any sense.
Then it's
why
there.
Are they on your house? Yes! That doesn't make any sense.
Probably.
Your cavalier attitude about this is freaking me out. You're a father of two kids.
Yes, small kids.
Their windows were locked. Why the second I was even Googling, like, is this so dumb? Is this like a TikTok trend where you like you don't toilet paper someone's house? You like
ladder them.
Were they nice ladders? Like, pretty nice, yeah. One's
should,
pretty tall to get up.
You that's should get cutters and just pocket those, put them in
I
your garage. Those
cutters.
Are yours now.
Yep.
I will bring them to your house.
Okay.
Tonight.
Especially if no one came to your house to say, hey, we have to, because you did get some work done
mm-hmm.
that you guys didn't know was happening because I was there and I was texted you.
Yes,
you were like, oh yeah, right. Like they don't care about their house, truly. Sorry.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, year.
Months.
No,
months
couple
ago.
Months. Yeah.
The communication has been very poor from the like contractors of when they're going to show up.
Can you get into your garage?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in the way.
No, it's not in the way. It's like just off to the side of the front of the house.
Okay.
There's two ladders. Yeah.
I'm in disbelief.
Who would I call? Who like?
I would call your contractors and say, was this
you
guys?
Like what?
No. Well, there's some money dispute.
Was it still
we don't
there
really
when
want
you...
to open up the conversation
okay.
with the contractor.
Was it still there when you left for work today?
No, it wasn't.
What?
Oh my God.
Do you want to hear what happened? I awoke early. I heard some footsteps on the roof. So I went out. I said, oh, someone's on the roof. The ladder must be the ladder guy. Came out. There was a guy. I said, hey.
Please, God, let it be Santa Claus.
He goes, oh, I'm the inspector. I just want to check out your roof. I'm like, well, yeah, no one told us about the ladders. Like, what's going on? He's like, oh, yeah, they just put them there waiting for me.
The inspector of what?
I don't know.
It's Santa. It's the Santa.
No, he's like with the city. He inspected the roof.
Yeah, was he very small? Was he wearing green?
He's checking on your kids.
Did he have bells on his shoes?
Naughty or nice?
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. We're tackling a problem from someone else. That's why we call it OPP, Other People's Problems. All of them available on the Odyssey app.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yep, that's exactly how we spell it.
Okay.
What's this?
Today we have Vicky, and I feel like Slacker, Aaron, and myself, I think we could just leave because she's got a wedding question.
Okay, you sorry.
Whoa. I can stay.
Plenty of them.
I think I've been Erica married more than anyone in the room.
Well, that's true.
Vicky?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Okay, so here's what's going on. I, way back when, had this big falling out with a close friend of mine. Haven't spoken since. Turns out she's getting engaged, and she sent me a package in the mail asking to be a bridesmaid.
Hold on, she sent you a package?
So yeah, that's a big trend now.
Bridesmaid's proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's a... We've raised that bar now, so you can't just make a call and go, hey, Erica, will you be my maid of honor? Or will you just... What's in the package?
I'm actually shocked that you're just learning about this. Yeah. This has been years. It's usually like a cute candle and a handwritten note and a necklace. And
did you do that? Oh, like you haven't...
I haven't gotten there yet. I've been engaged for 6 weeks. Can you leave me alone?
But you're going to do that.
Absolutely. But I'm going to try to do something more interesting.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not, obviously you're not the maid of honor, but you've been asked to stand.
Right. I'm going to be one of the bridesmaids, which, okay, you know, is like super touching. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. She wants to reconnect. But then I thought about it more and like, there's something that doesn't feel right and I can't really suss out what it is.
Well, it's the fact that you guys haven't talked in
yeah,
a while.
He has more groomsmen than she has bridesmaids. So she's looking for fillers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or.
Oh, no.
Shut up. It's never. Okay.
Can I ask more questions about the falling out?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, was it your mistake? Was it her mistake?
Was it growing apart?
Was it growing apart? Was it simple?
Honestly, she said some like really hurtful stuff that like I don't want to repeat here.
Okay.
But we fell out hard after that.
Then why in God's name would she ask you?
I mean, I thought that she wanted to just like reconnect, you know, water under the bridge.
My psychoanalysis of her is that she doesn't want to face what she said. So she's just going to be like, well, olive branch.
Move past, move on. That's in the past.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. It feels like that to me.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, it feels a little dishonest to like not talk about it. It's been 2 years.
That's a long time.
But you were super close before, right?
Oh my God, yeah. Like best friends since college.
I understand what you're saying, and I am. I promise I'm not taking the bride's side. I'm not taking the bride's side, but at a certain point, do we really have to beat the horse? Can we just like, can we just reconnect? Like,
you can, but you need to have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
You need to say, what you said hurt me, whatever. You're not just going to send a package that's be my bridesmaid.
But what if that's the first step?
And maybe it is. Because if Vicky isn't feeling good about that being the step, then I don't think you should do it.
But if one person's ready to go, let's just put it behind us, and other goes, actually, I want to drill down on the bad things you said to me, I don't think you'll be a bridesmaid in the wedding. Right? Like how, then she's like, good grief, never mind. I was trying to like move past it and you want to dwell on it, but I'm not.
Sounds like something.
I'm not a woman. I'm not a bridesmaid.
No, I mean, you have a point. But Vicky, do you want to be a bridesmaid?
I guess, like, if it's real, like her wanting to reconnect, if that's real, sure. But if it's like,
if it's a numbers game, no.
If it's the numbers thing, or she kind of really does just want to, like, I think I need to hear how she has grown in the last 2 years.
No, I'm just saying, but like dudes, it's like 2 years go by, I see TX somewhere, I'm like, bud, you want to get a beer? Sure. We're good.
Okay, but did you berate
you guys
him?
Don't talk about things.
Sure. I could say the worst things in the world.
Okay. Every day.
303-222-5423. Call or text. So then what are you saying? Refuse? Or I mean, do you send back the package?
No,
you
give a call and you say, hey, I want to talk about some things before I'm agreeing to this because I just think it's been a long time. I also think there are plenty of brides and former bridesmaids and former maid of honors who have been through this exact thing.
Yeah.
So,
and
I'm
they
curious.
Can give advice on like, have you stood up for somebody that you didn't
right.
feel?
Or did you say no and that was the better choice?
But can I just ask this? If you say no, then you... I am assuming you're just not invited to the wedding then. You're either all in or you're out.
I know someone who said no and was still at the wedding.
Yeah.
They just couldn't afford it at the time. That's another part.
Being a bridesmaid is a lot. I wasn't, this last wedding I went to, I wasn't even. I was the something blue and there were like three of us and it was still so expensive.
Did you just say $1,000 to be a bridesmaid?
Or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah,
bachelorette, dress, hair or makeup.
Bridal shower.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Lodging during the wedding, like yeah,
that's why you give them a $9 candle in the beginning.
So true. Here you go, you're like setting the bar. I got you this. So you're 100% out right now, Vicky. If you don't get some sort of, you need a sign of life, you need a sign that she's
an
changed,
apology if you will.
What's
yeah,
that
if I need to stand there? Yeah, that's what I need.
And you need an actual apology.
Yeah.
I think that's valid.
I get it. I like the idea of like, maybe we just show up and have a great night at the wedding. It'll be a magical weekend and we can all, then we'll just be closer again.
But then she's also expected to go to the bachelorette and she's expected to, you know, spend a lot of money.
That's true.
And,
that's true.
I think you do have to have some form of a conversation. And like Erica said, I think there's plenty of people who've had to have it. And you just got to choose. Do you want it bad enough to have it? Or do you just... Because there are certain friends that I've had a falling out with that if they asked me right now, I probably would leave them on red.
Wow. Because,
dude, you said... like if I don't know what she said to you, Vicky, but I've had some friends say some terrible things to me at the end.
Oof.
Because they know your deepest insecurity. Like, your true friends know your buttons. And if you choose to push those at the end, peace. There is nothing you're going to do to salvage this. No ornate candle or whatever. Is
really? But what if it was for you? What if it wasn't a wedding? It's like, hey, man, I got F1 tickets. See you this weekend.
Son of a...
We good?
We're good. We're good. You're right. There, I can be bought.
If it's your thing,
can.
You know?
It's okay. Yeah.
Vicky, hang on. We're going to figure out what your plans are for this wedding. I don't know. I hate what you guys said about it being lopsided. I definitely had people have to stand for me because I think it's normally lopsided the other way. Also, girls have 20 friends and guys are like, I'm scrambling.
Weddings do not have to be even anymore. Mine will not be.
It won't. You'll have a bunch on your side.
Well, I have two sisters. My fiance has no siblings. So
he's just gonna be up there by himself?
No, he's gonna have.
He's just gonna be like.
He's gonna have like a best man and stuff, but it's just not.
But then like some Craigslist stand-ins or something. Yeah.
No, they're his real.
We
friends.
Can be bought.
Yeah, but we can be bought.
Oh, no,
yeah,
you one too.
We'll stand up. Now. I don't care what he said about me.
Let's go. Okay, back to Vicky. What should she do now? I think the consensus is just going to the wedding and the bachelor. That's not gonna happen. So. What
T-Hack's consensus?
No, he's just like, go. You're right, but like,
well, I mean, I don't know. Things. It sounds like it wasn't. That's more if they grew apart. Yeah. If something really bad happened, I can see it.
You
like,
gotta
it's
have
gotta
some
come
sort
up.
Of,
it's gonna be underlined.
But if you want a full blown apology, that might be too much.
But also, if you don't talk about it, either bachelorette or wedding,
you're
night,
gonna get drunk and
drunk.
It's coming out.
Yep. And you do not want that.
That's so true.
Yeah. Okay, well,
right.
Good luck.
Help Vicky with her bridesmaid dilemma here. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Vicky and learning a lot about the bridesmaid process.
Mm-hmm. It is such a journey.
I don't know if you didn't know this, Erica's getting married. And,
I am.
What?
We've almost got a date. Almost. Don't say it on the air because it's not signed yet.
Jularch. Okay, now here's the thing. So Vicky hasn't talked to her friend in years. They had a kind of a massive falling out. And unfortunately, this friend at the end said some things that weren't great. Like,
we've all been there.
But then out of the blue, without an apology, without anything, she sends what I didn't know about, the bridesmaid invitation package.
Yep.
And now she doesn't know what to do. Would you go? Would you like... You guys are like, how strongly you feel about an apology is weird to me.
I just find, and I think Vicky actually used the word dishonest. I find it would be extremely dishonest to still be holding on to the feelings of a bad fight and be like, yeah, of course, I'm just can't wait to celebrate you, girl. Love you. Like,
it's so fake.
Yeah. Like, I don't want that kind of energy around me if I'm a bride, but the bride's asking for it.
Because maybe, like, I don't remember if you said this, Yak. Maybe the bride's just like, move on.
And yeah, like, but you also have to take to an extent, you have to take accountability of your own actions. If you were a B to your best friend, you have to own up to it. We need to talk about it.
The 2-year prison sentence, didn't that, like,
but it wasn't a prison sentence because she wasn't asking for forgiveness. Mm.
But isn't everything about a wedding, except for the love, fake? I mean, you're wearing.
Like,
I'm wearing a suit. I never wear a suit.
You're right. It's a pageant, and that's not real.
It is real.
It's a celebration of love.
Yeah. Then you're saying everything is fake.
I said
we're
accept
going
the
there.
Love. I said accept.
No,
the love.
No. But like,
there are other ways to celebrate your love where you don't put suits on.
Maybe I want to put suits on.
Okay.
Rachel.
Yay!
What do you think should happen with this little Vicky bridesmaid situation?
Honestly, I don't think it's a good idea. Just based on all the wedding Reddits I listen to, there's most likely an underlying reason why it was sent, whether she needs a filler or
They need to hit like a quota on the money for the whole thing or something.
Oh, like you gotta hit you gotta hit like the food and beverage minimum. So
yeah, certain head count, and if you're believe me, it's real. Enough, you gotta reach out to other people.
Can I just throw you a little bone here, Erica?
What?
You need to hit a beverage minimum. You put me on that guest list.
Oh.
I'm going to get you there.
The food and beverage minimum, it will be far surpassed. Yeah.
We'll start talking about maxes instead of minimums. Yeah.
So then you're just a hard no, Rachel. You're like, say no to the wedding in general. Say, I don't want to be your bridesmaid. I don't want to come to your thing. Die in a fire.
I would say unless she reaches out to say, like, hey, did you get my gift? Can we talk? Then I would say hard no, yeah.
Okay. Like, wait, like, don't even call her? And is she?
Why is this the way she's reaching out?
No,
after
I agree.
2 years?
Okay.
It's pretty passive.
It's so passive.
Slightly aggressive.
That's why I love it, though. That's who I am. If I know I did something wrong, then I'm just going to slide back in the, like, it's like, hey, we got.
Yeah, it's kind of, you have a fight with your significant other, and then eventually you're just like, hey,
how you doing? Give him a little poke, huh? Little
come
butt
on,
slap.
Don't be mad. Yeah,
but
come on,
2 years later with your best friend who you berated.
She sent her the candle.
Oh, that doesn't, no.
I don't even want the candle.
Nikki?
Yay.
You've been in this position.
I have. So this was a while ago, but I had a falling out with the bride beforehand. Some like ugly stuff was said, and I ended up being in the wedding. It felt really weird. Even the guy that I was walking with, I remember being at the reception being like, why are we here? And we did the pictures. We went through with the whole thing. And immediately after the reception, I left, and I haven't spoken to her since.
Ooh.
See? So if you could go back in time, because Vicky is back in time for you right now, what would you do differently? You just wouldn't be in the wedding? Would you try to talk it out first? What would you do?
I would definitely wish we would have talked it out, because I felt like a whole bunch of animosity, and then I felt kind of used for being there.
And you spend money. Like, you're spending your own money to be a part of something.
And
like
showers and bachelorette and the whole thing. And then it was kind of like, why am I here?
So I just need to get this straight.
And peace out.
Nikki, Erica, you guys are literally saying she hates this woman still, but she's inviting her in for the gift, for the money.
Or she thinks this is the easy way to deal with what happened and she's not addressing it.
Yeah. I don't think she wanted the gift from me. Like, we were in our 20s, so it's been like quite a while, but it felt very like misguided. Like, it didn't feel like a genuine, like, I want you here.
It's yucky.
But it's your day. Yeah. Why would you want some bee you don't like at the ceremony at all, let alone standing right there?
Do you know that some people care more about how things present than how they are? And in that case, yes, weddings are fake.
Do you know what is consistent about the people who care more about what it presents than anything
they get
else?
Divorced.
They're all female.
I was thinking the divorce thing as well.
Trust me, I know both.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I think that society has gone too far. And and you know what?
Let's go.
That's it.
Okay. Let's go. Mike John, let's get a look at traffic. Here's.
Okay. I have been contemplating doing some things physically. To my face.
What?
I was what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nothing weird.
Don't be that person. Please don't be that person.
I don't know what that person is.
Like, you're going to start doing plastic surgery?
Not plastic surgery per se. I already get Botox.
You're going to get poked? You do?
I keep
your
myself.
Your eyebrows move.
I keep myself expressionful.
Okay.
For this job. What's the opposite of expression?
Expression. Oh, yeah. What is the opposite of?
Full of expression? I don't know.
That would be the one.
Okay.
But I think that this might just be one, like, general beauty standards getting in the way, and two, the fact that I'm engaged and thinking about my wedding and thinking about how I'm going to look.
Because you're already putting restrictions on how many food things we can do when we do your Colorado.
Oh, I'm just.
Colorado do list.
Colorado do list.
I'm not like trying to like lose a bunch of weight before the wedding, but I'm also not trying to go in the other direction.
No, I got you.
And I'm trying to like, you know, kind of look a little better.
Wait, this is a quick side question.
Yeah.
Do women actually do this thing where they like, you're a size 8 and you go buy a size 6 wedding dress, and then you're just like, I have to get down to that.
I tried that back in like my depression time when I was at my worst, which was like end of high school, beginning of college. And it
you
didn't
really
work.
Did?
It didn't. Yeah. It did not
Everyone
work.
Everyone has done it. Every girl has done it. It backfires the opposite direction.
Oh, so hard.
Then you need a 14. Because you just like...
Okay, well, that's kind of a large jump.
But. I don't... I'm just like, guys never... No, like, I buy just, what is comfortable, and I might buy a little big.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
No.
Like, I would never...
Hide it. Cover it up.
I still have one jean shirt that I'm like... Someday I'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
I will not be buying a wedding dress smaller because that's too much pressure. I don't need extra stress on me.
Okay.
I'm already
you're just
going
to buy it and go, I have to stay this size.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe they can alter it a little smaller.
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe.
All right. So what are you going to, you're going to do something on your face.
So I've been thinking about this for a long time and they feel a little extreme. One is I'm considering getting a vein removed from my face. Because it's under this eye and it's really prominent and I have makeup on right now so you can't see it, but you can still see it.
You're making us stare at your face enough that it's like HR is going to have to come in.
Because no,
I feel weird how much I'm staring
at you. I won't call HR. It's fine. I'm just saying, look at my eye. Like my eye has this vein under it. And after my mom's wedding about 10 years ago, my brother walked in the next day and said, who did you get in a fight with?
Oh, God. Okay, and that stuck with you that long?
Aaron zoomed in on my eye on the video.
What? You did just zoom in?
She got it. She got it, yeah. She got the shot.
You really just zoomed in on her eye on the video.
I told her to.
We have new cameras. I'm testing them out, okay?
Anyway.
Erica, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you want our answer to be?
No, I'm
Do you
just...
want us to see the vein or do you not
no,
want us
you
to see the vein?
No, you can see the vein. The vein is there.
Can we say we see the
yes.
vein?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what we'd say.
No, it's the thing. Do I look fat in these jeans? And you don't want the answer.
She
no,
didn't ask
I
us.
I know
but
you
it's the
can
same.
See the vein.
It's different.
But how insane, what I'm asking you, I'm not asking you about the vein. I'm asking you if it's insane to remove a vein from your face.
Insane with the vein.
insane in the vein.
Are you sure it works?
I've been told.
I'm sure.
Yeah. What do you mean by, don't you need the vein?
What
do you mean by remove?
They said.
You know, like put it in a jar on your shelf after.
Hey, I don't think they take it out. I think they
cauterize it.
Yeah, they like laser it. So do I still, I think, can you see them? I have veins on either side of my, either side of my nose.
I'm zooming in your nose here.
Like right here.
You got a shadow.
And I hear the hat up.
Hold on. I'm too zoomed. Hold on.
This is great radio. I'm not moving.
Check
so
out
that
my
she
vein.
Can get. Pull back. I've had those hit.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
And it didn't work.
It works for a little bit, and then the vein goes, hey, what's up?
Okay,
like to TX point, like don't you need it?
Flow finds its way
back.
Yeah,
it's like, hi man, like you need blood over there on that part of your nose.
So maybe I should just do it like a couple months before the wedding.
Maybe just keep doing the makeup thing you're doing.
Because you can't see it. That's what you're saying. You can see it though. I know you can see it.
It does. Now that you said it, it does look like you're an MMA fighter.
It looks like I've been punched.
Yes,
and I deal with this every day, and it's so annoying.
I can't stop looking at it.
Okay.
I have never noticed.
I will.
Never noticed.
Neither have I. But now that she's told you to look, you.
T-Hack's on the side of me. Yeah, T-Hack and Aaron are on the side of me. They can hardly see it.
Oh,
I'm showing.
Okay.
The other thing is, I'm thinking about getting chin filler because I don't have a chin.
Okay.
And this is getting.
Chin filler?
Yeah.
What is that?
No, I have seen some remarkable results for that.
Right?
Isn't that the thing that you endure? What's Sonobello? I thought that was like.
That's fat freezing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's cool sculpting.
Oh.
They have. It's micro laser fat removal.
But it's not.
No, you're thinking of something else.
It's Kybella or something.
Yeah, Kybella like blows you up like a frog under your chin and then it goes.
Yeah.
And it just gives you a jawline out of nowhere.
I already did the first part. I can just walk in.
Well, you and T-Hack had a bonding moment over your chinlessness.
Yeah, because I was like, I just like don't really have a chin either. So
they literally just put filler in your chin to help it extend it a little bit.
They said they would bring my chin down a little.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I'm asking is like, is this too much?
Can I ask you another question?
You can ask me anything.
Does your fiancé, Dane, does he love you?
He loves me.
Does he love your face?
He does.
Leave it alone.
But he also told me
Leave
that
it alone.
If it would make me feel happier, he'd be okay.
Because he's not going to be able to tell you have a freakish chin. When if it Like if you
this isn't
if you
for
give
him,
yourself
though.
A
this
Superman
is for
job,
her.
I know. I'm not going Superman.
No, but if you all of a sudden give yourself that Henry Cavill like gush, it's just like gush.
No,
square.
It is.
I
would absolutely say do the chin filler, not the vein.
Okay.
So you're saying that you think her chin looks crappy.
I am saying whatever makes her comfortable and happy.
She's saying as a woman, she gets it.
Okay. Do you want us to try to get somebody to do? Because I know a couple people with like silicone caulk guns or whatever, and they could just like,
nope.
Like you save a little money. Just fill that bad boy in.
I think I would rather leave it to the professionals.
Okay. If you want to.
But haven't some of you ever, you've lasered your nose veins?
No, I lasered my nose, but look at TX forehead. Look how much Botox he's got in him.
Well, you have a very smooth forehead.
Thank you.
Do you actually have Botox?
No, that's what irritates me.
I would never. I don't see that. I just see Erica when I see you. I don't see. I'm not like, look at that vein and all the chin. I'm just like, that's you, and that's how you look. You look great. Everyone looks great.
We need to take a quick break while Aaron focuses in on TX forehead.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we really doing this thing? Or are we not doing it? We got to decide.
I don't know.
I'm nervous, but I think it's important.
We're thinking about doing a daily update of what's going on in the P. Diddy trial. So
right.
We're thinking of, like, I pitched it just now, and you guys grossed.
Well, no, I don't like the name you called it.
Daily Diddy?
It just feels
diddle daddle.
It also feels a bit lighthearted for the content at hand.
Yes.
But this is a lighthearted show. This is our take on
the Daily Diddy.
Yes. Whatever daily doings.
The daily doings of Diddy.
Yes. The daily yes.
Did he Diddy?
Did he
Diddy?
Diddy. Remember when we were gonna do TikTok?
Huh?
Like tick, T-A-L-K, and just tell you the new things on TikTok. And
well, this is probably better.
Diddy? Are we just calling it Diddy?
Diddy?
Diddy, Diddy? Hey, you're listening to people brainstorm an idea that we should have done off the air.
I forgot we were on the air.
Who's got the newest dirt? Who's got Diddy dirt? How about Dirty Diddy?
No, not Dirty Diddy.
Diddy dirt.
Diddy dirt.
Daily Diddy dirt. Triple
I feel
D.
Like we should.
Triple D.
No.
Get
out of this.
We're good to stop brainstorming, okay. And now we can start talking about what happened.
As a quick side note.
Oh, gosh, what?
We're doing the thing where we're taking, like, figuring out how to turn you into a Coloradan, and somebody, one of your friends came up with Colorado. I think somebody could come up with something better than Daily Dirty Diddy.
Maybe we could call that friend.
Yes.
She seems to have good ideas.
Whatever, but Colorado, if you want to tell Erica what to do, we have a huge list.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to tell her what to do to become more Colorado, hit us up on the socials or text us.
Yes.
Okay, so what's happening today? The Diddy dirt.
Today was the second day of trials.
Or was yesterday the second day of trials?
I don't know. I kind of got confused.
I feel like I'm off a day.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Starting off strong here.
Yeah.
We should actually know what's going on.
Is Cassie still there? Yes.
I thought she wasn't going to go when they started showing the video.
Well, maybe she wasn't present for the video, but the full 15-minute video from the hotel room is now available. You can just Google it and it comes up now because
that's
public.
I'm surprised that it's public now. Like, I would have assumed that they would have waited until the whole case was over.
Because doesn't that, like,
look at T-Hack's face. Like, what? You don't like that the video's out?
No, I think it's weird, yeah. Like, if there's an ongoing, I always think it's weird, no matter what the trial is, like, that we can just watch it on TV.
Like, when OJ was happening, you could just watch it.
Or, like, the Karen Reed case. Is anyone following that?
No.
Is that the police officer one? The police officer in the car.
And did she do it? And did the police officers kill the guy? It's crazy. Look it up later. But you can kind of follow it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, as it's happening.
Okay, I'm starting to lean towards TX. Because then that person is being tried in a court and tried in public.
Yeah. Right.
Like, people show up. I mean, we've seen this. This is the Amber Heard thing. Like, you see it happening in real time.
I know. I think that's weird. I just think it's. I just wasn't into that case either. I just think while it's going on, like, let it go on, give us the result, and then we'll accept it.
So you think it should be blacked out until it's over? Like, we shouldn't know anything until it's over.
Yeah. If I were on trial for something, that's what I would want. Wouldn't you?
I don't plan to be on trial for anything.
Yeah,
though.
So just don't do anything bad.
So they're guilty. If they're on trial,
no,
they're guilty.
No, no, no. I don't feel that way with some of the cases. Like the Karen Reed one is really murky.
With some of the cases, you're not on the jury. Well, that's what's crazy to me.
With Diddy, there's a video of him beating Cassie in a hotel.
That is okay. True.
He so did. What is
dragging
he,
her by her hair.
I agree, and that's very bad.
But I don't think that's what he's on trial for.
That's what
he's
I'm
not
asking.
On trial.
What is he on trial
for?
I don't
beating
even know.
Her up. He's on trial for some of the weirdest things, you guys. He's on trial, like,
for having too much baby oil.
For Rico?
Multiple charges: racketeering, sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution.
Yes. These are like what you charge the mob with, and they're charging him with it. What it's like? I thought he was like on trial for rape.
No.
Because he was drugging people, was he not?
Yeah, so should he be on trial
for
that? Yes! I think so.
That's what he should be on trial for, but like RICO? That's literally what you go after.
RICO.
That's racketeering. It's like it's the longer, it's the
they can't pin you down on one
Correct.
Thing, so they're like, you're just involved in
stuff. You're somehow
so we're just
going
to pin these minor things on you and hope it gets a bigger thing.
Because you brought some prostitutes across a state line, that's somehow...
Well?
But it's like... But I think relations work should be legal. Don't I think
but
everybody
not
in this room kind of thinks
sex
that.
Sex trafficking. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what he's... Again, I don't think that's what he's on trial for. That's what's so weird.
No, she has said it is what he's on trial for.
Trafficking.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
But I don't think it was underage trafficking.
And should overage trafficking be okay?
I don't know.
Well, because I thought there was something about they were debating whether or not the Cassie video from the hotel would even be shown in court. I had heard that somewhere that it's like they were trying. Obviously,
there was a debate on that.
Is trying to get it, and the defense is obviously trying to be like that's not what we're here for. And that's what is confusing to me because it seems like we've seen him do that bad thing. That seems very bad.
Yes.
He should be in trouble for that.
Right. All we've seen him do is drag her from the elevator, right? Wasn't that what we saw?
Well, it's 15 minutes now.
So then
when it was initially released,
It's not inside the room, but it goes down the other hallway, and then there's like a person. It looks like a person from the hotel coming to confront him. And
is the picture that I saw today, this Daily Dirty Diddy, whatever, was it a real picture? They showed an inflatable swimming pool in a room full of oil.
What?
He has like a whole...
Yes.
He fills up like a whole... Like what your kids have fun in the summer, T-Hack.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah.
With Johnson's baby oil. Again, just like Mike's Hard Lemonade with the pedophiles, Johnson's has got to be like, please, for the love, blur out our logo.
Yeah.
Right. It's not
we are not involved
use.
In this.
We didn't do it. He bought it. We didn't endorse this dude.
Cassie details alleged kiddie pool filled with baby oil.
So
that's
why
Cassie's on the stand, though. She's doing like a character witness, too. And that's why the video is shown.
So I'm genuine question because I'm not defending Diddy at all. It seems like not a great
guy.
Kind
of feels like you are.
I mean, his whole album's called Bad Boy. His whole life he's been
bad
boy.
Bad boy indeed.
Yep. But
swimming pool full of baby oil.
Not illegal.
Not.
It's not. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. So.
I think.
So where do we go from here?
Well. Cassie claimed that it just scrolled up. Cassie claimed the room where the freak-offs would happen, there was oil on the doors, handles, everything, which is alluding to either intentional so people can't get out, or they tried to get out and
because they were all
because it was everywhere
and they couldn't get.
So
the doors
I think
open.
it's just all painting a picture, guys. This is what trial is. Okay. I'm not a lawyer, but
okay.
And Cassie isn't, she's, being a character witness, but she's also saying this happened to her. It was not consensual for her. She was under a 10-year album or a 10-album deal with him. She recorded enough songs to make 9 albums and he didn't release any. So she was kind of being held hostage.
Oh my God. Okay.
So bad.
Yeah.
So every day about this time,
oh gosh,
meet right here for your Diddy dirt.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Okay, so here's the thing. $45 for a coffee. Can we walk through it?
We can walk through it.
That's what they're charging now?
No. So somebody's discovered. So here's the thing. Erica doesn't maybe know this. Tiak is kind of a coffee virgin.
Yeah, I've heard this and it baffles me every time. And it actually, I'm kind of worried for you.
Worried? Oh, really?
I drank a coffee and now I've suddenly started drinking an energy drink every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you exist? Like, you have little kids, you DJ, mm-hmm. like you...
Do you drink, like, Red Bull or anything?
No.
Mountain Dew.
He drinks the Dew, though.
You're but I think such Mountain. A Mountain yeah. Dew dude.
I'm a water guy. I don't drink it for the for the caffeine. Definitely not. I just drink it because I...
You don't feel it?
No. No. Or I'll drink Coke at dinner. Coca-Cola. And I don't, have you drank- I don't like feel... I'm not like, yes, now I'm ready. I just like, I like Coke. That was good.
Have you, the commercial where the guy's in the green furry thing, have you had that flavor?
What?
It's one of the new dudes and he's wearing like a green fur jacket or something. It's like a...
I haven't had that.
Anytime I see a new dude, I'm like, I gotta ask T-Hack if that's good.
It's the guy with the long hair and the green. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Hey, get off your... Like people are laying on a donkey. He's like, get off your... And it's like... It's just the dude commercials are not bad.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Marketing works on T-Hack.
It does. They're okay, good. So anyway, if you go to Starbucks... Which I bought an $800 Breville.
No, and you still go to Starbucks almost every day. You walk in here with a coffee almost every day. And it is homemade.
I am so ashamed to say that you're right. Because like.
Why?
Yeah, why? It seems like
not
such.
Not why are you ashamed?
You should. Because I got a whole list. Hold on. Shame things that I do. Where's my shame
list?
No,
why don't you make your coffee at home?
I do sometimes, but it's just. Oh my God. This is going to sound so
do
sad.
It.
No, making coffee by yourself is, it's like, it's so, no, I'm not looking for pity. I swear to God. But like, it doesn't even have to be for a lover. Like my buddy who lives in the neighborhood, his kid is the same age as Noah. He, on like Thursdays, usually he just shows up at my side door and we have coffee together.
Really
and
cool.
I love that. we catch up. It's like something my dad used to do. Like they just friends would show up and they would just have a cup of coffee. Making coffee for someone, I enjoy that.
Okay.
But it's the ritual of making coffee. Like, because I don't have a coffee pot. That like just, and then coffee drips in and you just drink that. Ugh. Like I do, I have the Breville. You grind the beans, then you put it in the thing, and you go
right.
And you do like a latte.
Yes, rather, and then you have the milk foam, and you're like, and so I put the syrup and some
cinnamon.
You
made this too hard on yourself, and now you resort to Starbucks.
I didn't make it too hard because that's the kind of coffee I like, but it just feels so sad to do it by myself.
I don't think it's that sad.
It's really not.
I live with my fiance. We make our.
You
coffee.
Said that wrong.
I live with my fiance.
There we go. Sorry.
We make our coffee separately every day. And
you
it's
do?
Not sad. He's usually up a little bit before me.
And he doesn't bring a coffee to bed?
No.
That's such a power
move. He used
to
make me coffee every morning before I went to my old job, but those days are over.
It's, oh man, that's a power move. If he knows what you like and just like you wake up smelling the coffee sitting on the nightstand. Oh.
Well,
power move.
He does listen to this show.
It just seems like such a pain, just to be honest, to have this like 15 minute thing that you got to do every day. The
then
process.
Why do you keep trying? Like, I don't want to out you, but you keep trying it. Like, I've been trying to tell you to not get into coffee, but then every once in a while you walk in with like, here's how weird
you walk in with it.
It's he the walks, worst.
He goes in to McDonald's and gets like the big gulp one.
That's
like,
your it's big, problem.
The ice, it's free in the app. It's
I don't care. You don't start. It's like, I'm thinking about trying drugs. Why don't I jump right into fentanyl? Like you,
oh my gosh.
Like you tiptoe. You like start with, I don't know, Tylenol, you know, okay. And work your way.
But you so you should start with a Frappuccino.
Yes. Something sugary sweet. But you come in with this concoction in a 5 gallon Homer bucket.
It was sweet.
And you don't even finish it.
No. Ugh. No. It's too sweet. Make my tummy hurt.
Does everybody like the thing I wanted to talk about? Does everybody have a ritual like that though? Like, is there a thing? Like,
it's at night, not in the morning, but at night, I'll go out in my backyard. I go try to go barefoot if it's not too cold.
You ground?
Yeah,
what about dog poop.
Pick up the dog.
Yeah,
poop.
They're out there. They're out, it's like when I take the dogs out at night, they're like last time, and I go out there
and
with
you
them.
Barefoot it and mm-hmm. You ground.
Yeah,
couldn't be me.
Do you ground? Do you have grounding mats?
What? I don't even know what this is.
I have a grounding bed sheet, which is real weird when I was out there dating. Oh, never mind.
You're not on the ground. Like that. You can't ground on a bed.
You can.
I don't like the way
you
looked at me.
You do a lot of stuff
that.
In a bed.
You like, swing by my house and you just... Nope. Yeah, I don't have to get in bed with you. You can get in bed all by yourself.
I don't need to get into your bed at any point.
No, he has like the twin size bed thing now.
I do have that. That's separate. I have a
the patient
he has a twin
bed.
Size bed next to his king bed.
I have just a weird.
What is that for?
It's got a PEMF mat, and it's got a red light. So I get like it feels real weird. And the last time I brought a girl in, she was not pleased. It looks a little tortury.
Okay.
The operation will be on this table, yes, and then it's like I'm leaving.
Like, what's happening over there? You should ground, though. I don't want to get all woo-woo.
What's the ground? Like, literally put your feet on the ground?
Yes. Yeah, touch grass.
Aaron, do you do this?
I do not.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
No, you don't.
No.
Also,
I thought you joined our
that?
Woo-woo club.
No.
Do you put crap out?
She was leaving you alone.
What about the moon?
I did that once, and I didn't feel a difference.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. Okay, everyone, you, especially Erica, your homework assignment is read about grounding. It changes your
homework?
Life. No, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels really good. I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe you'll drink less coffee.
Oh, no,
not, grounding is not going to help caffeine addiction.
Yeah.
I swear to God it does.
No.
Can I tell you? I do not. We got to be done with this. Here's the thing. If you go watch the videos, like you look at, like you prick your finger, they put it under a microscope and all your blood cells, you don't have to do it. You just got to trust me. Okay. This is how it works. All your blood cells are like clumped together going blah, 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 blah. And then you go out and stand on the ground and it releases your negative ions and then your blood, yeah.
Can my homework be just like start grounding rather than read about it? I don't really feel like reading about
first,
it.
First, pick up the poop, then go ground.
Deal.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I a bad parent?
Well.
What I like to do is throw softballs up every once in a while and have you guys.
The answer's no.
Tiak and I talked about this just like last night as we were like leaving the station. Like I was like, dude, the one thing that we'll never have in common is you, like you, we're both parents, but you've actually somehow done it right. And I could like, I'm just awaiting the results of how bad I screwed my kids up.
Wait, that's both so sweet and so depressing.
But it's 100% true. Like we didn't do a ton of research and we just kind of.
You were like you had them a little bit older, not to like, I'm just saying you knew a lot by the time this isn't going well. Nope. Never mind.
Is it the prolonged eye contact I'm making that's making you not want to finish?
This isn't going well. No,
finish, Erica.
You were a little bit older, so you like knew more.
Older doesn't mean mature.
And that's the thing is you told T-Hack everything that you did wrong.
Mm. Kind of. So but he's so chill.
They did read books.
Oh. Yeah. Yours didn't read books?
No, he and his wife read books.
Yeah. Oh. Parenting.
She didn't even believe that I could read. Like, it didn't even occur to her.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is this. Like, it's summer job season. You guys, this is the weirdest thing to say out loud. Like, you can relate to this, Tiak. Do you remember holding your son with his head in your hand and his legs fit? At your elbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My son is graduating high school.
Oh, wow.
He's done with high school.
Mm. Does it go fast? I've heard it goes fast. People have told me
that. It doesn't seem like it did. It's a grind when you're in it. But now when I look back, that seemed like 5 years ago, maybe.
Wow.
It's so, okay. I'm not trying to get all nostalgic or whatever, but like it's time for him to get a job.
First job ever.
He's volunteered at Children's.
But not like a job where you have a schedule, you show up according to that schedule, you get paid.
The volunteering was that. You're getting paid. You had to volunteer a certain amount of hours to graduate. So his pay was, I get to graduate. Okay. It was like a real job.
It's like job light.
But here's the thing. I wielded my influence with Children's Hospital to get him that job.
Right.
Because you can ask to volunteer, and then you go through a rigorous process. He still went through the process. But I introduced him to the person. It was like, doot, doot.
Front of the line. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I have applied to volunteer and at Children's? Haven't heard anything back.
No.
Hey, Slacker.
I'm going to slide some adoption papers over to you. You can be just another kid that I screwed up. Do you want to be
great.
That? So it's time for him to get a job. He wants to work at Buffalo Run Golf Course, which is where we live.
Okay.
And he didn't apply till like 3-4 days ago.
And he should have. Before, like they were moving and grooving before.
When do golf courses get popular?
I don't know.
When it gets sunny out. Is it sunny out?
Yeah.
Today.
Should he have not applied before? Like they don't hire.
He should have applied in January.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you have to do the training. They have to get everything together. So that first day, they're ready.
There's already people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're working even before the first day, getting it ready. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So he missed it big time. I used to work at a golf course in high school. So.
How'd you get the job? Did somebody wield their undue power and influence to get you that gig?
No, I just, one of my friends worked there and was like, hey, he like told me about it and I came in and talked with the guy and does that count? I don't know.
No, that's cool. Influence?
That's how jobs work. Not my first job actually, but my first job in radio, my dad knew the general manager. But I went in under the guy, I just thought I was getting a tour of the station and then he emailed me and said, would you like to work here?
Oh.
Well, I'm very impressive. So, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's why it took us a year to hire you.
Hey! But, like, I don't think that using your power is a horrible thing.
I think I might, this is why I started with I think I might be a bad parent. Because I think it is a bad thing. Because nobody helped me, ever.
True.
And, like, am I or am I not creating a dependent child?
Well, like, you've done it twice now, so yes, potentially.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, it depends on your what you define help. Like, you could have helped him get a resume together. You could have helped him pick out an outfit. You
could have encouraged him earlier to apply for the
job. I did.
You could have done those things.
He didn't do it.
Well, then that's on him.
Yeah.
So I've used my power and influence to make the long story longer. I use my power and influence, and they can't hire him.
Because it's too late.
It's too late. Okay. So now I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he's going to, where do you work when you're 18 and a boy and just stupid?
Oh, I was going to say the mall, but that's more of a girl thing.
Malls don't exist.
There's still some around. I worked
at the mall. I used to work at the mall, but.
As what?
I was selling clothes at American Eagle when I was like 18.
My buddy's girlfriend worked at American Eagle, yep. And we were always like real jealous because she got a discount.
Yep. Those jeans, okay. Real cheap.
Okay. So what
you
do
still
I do?
Have the discount?
Nope.
Dang.
I don't know. He's got to go into the service industry. He's got to go. Yeah.
He's got to find something.
Yeah. Fast
food.
Could
he be a busboy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somewhere?
Dudes.
What else can you get hired like today? Like now I have a job. It's going to be something
and
like
especially
that.
Especially a summer one.
Yeah. Because then it's like there's a timeline on it. Because
he's only
going to
do.
I do
want
to remind you.
Who's going to want to hire him?
So many, like every headline is no one wants to work. We need people to work. So there's jobs out there, but it's not going to be glamorous.
All right. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think this is good for him because my first job was not at the golf course. My first job was at a grocery store called Fairway that's in the Midwest. And that made me appreciate the good job so much more. So if he would have just gotten the good job, the nice, cool, fun golf course,
high
school musical 2 job,
all of that, he'd be like, this is work. And it's like, that's not work.
I had to take towels to gross women staying at a motel. That was my first job.
Don't call them gross.
They were just women who, it was like the beginning of like human trafficking. They would call the front desk and say, send that cute little garden boy, which was me. I swept the garden at the Lamplighter Motel and they'd make me bring towels to the room and they'd open the door with no clothes on.
Okay. Are they hiring?
I'm going to get Noah a job at the Lamplighter Motel.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a interesting true or false kind of quizzed for the room. Boys versus girls.
Okay, so Slacker versus me and Aaron.
Because you know the answers.
Yeah, because you're sitting there with... Okay, great. Can't wait to...
What's it about?
We might need the help of me knowing the answer.
Okay, but what's the subject matter? If it's
how well do you know the opposite sex? Men, how well do you know women? Women, how well? Yeah.
I have to hope that Aaron and I, who are both in relationships, will do well against... Slacker.
Wow.
Wow.
Yet another opportunity to hurt my feelings. What a shock. Yeah,
she jumped on it.
Yeah, okay.
Is going to be true or false. I'm going to read you a statement and we'll see who does. So the first question, or statement rather, women are more intuitive than men. True or false?
True.
True.
I'm all... Here's the thing.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Gosh.
Here's the deal. I think it's true because have you ever been around a woman who just... Like, okay, no, nobody in this room will answer it correctly. But like if you're cheating or you know. Like,
you always know.
Yeah, you guys just know.
Yeah.
And you know if we like snuck a donut in or like we like you just there's okay, like.
Who's watching your weight?
No, but it's just like if you guys have agreed it's Lent or something and you like have agreed to do like the just women. You just know. And men are just. I think we're too oblivious and dumb to be intuitive. So nobody's going to win this question because I'm actually agreeing with the intuitive, the lovely and talented and intuitive women in the room. I'm going to agree.
Oh, gosh.
You're right. Nobody wins this point. Women are more intuitive than men. False.
They're not.
And according to this.
What, science?
This paper I printed.
The Slacker research team?
You didn't even print it. I printed it.
Wait, if you printed it, do you know the answers?
I don't.
Oh,
I
obviously, because you didn't get that one.
Look at it.
I genuinely printed it.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a different thing.
Oh.
Not very intuitive.
They really, like science said that women don't
have... Yes, women are often, they make better, like quicker gut decisions, but men score higher on deliberative thinking. So men make better, like well thought out decisions, but women are... Which is a little vague. That to me sounds more intuitive. Like you just know. You go with your gut. So
Was this thing written by a man?
Probably.
Okay. Can I just also point out, we're on the radio, but sometimes we release videos of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment just a second ago where Erica's eyes rolled so far back in her head while you were talking. Show some respect, okay? Is there one about respect?
Women don't have it.
The next one. Women are the talkers. They talk more than men in group conversations. True or false?
Well, true.
Wait, are we at work, though?
True.
Just says it group conversation.
In a work meeting.
Well, so I want to say true as well, but I don't like that it said like in group conversation, like it had that extra thing. That's kind of throwing me off.
Here's the deal. Wasn't there a study out from the Slacker research team at some point that was like men say 416 words a day or something and women say like 19,000? It's like ridiculous.
Okay, true.
Women are definitely the chatterboxes.
So this one is another one. It says false. Women don't talk more than men, except for if you're in this very small age group from age 25 to 64. Then women talk more. But if unless you're, which is like, yeah, that's everyone. Is T-hack. That not just adult
what
women?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what is this? Who wrote? Do you know where this your questions came from?
No, it came from the printer.
So we're literally doing a
this
thing.
This wasn't even for us.
You
this
don't
was,
even. So this
mountain.
Was something that Dan was going to do on the mountain.
I grabbed it off
and
the
we're
printer.
Just, okay. How many more of these do you want to do?
All right. Let's do a couple.
Okay.
A couple more. Men are livelier speakers and use more body language.
False.
Than women.
Slacker's the exception, not the rule.
I have much more estrogen than the average man.
I wasn't going to say it. But.
Can you repeat it?
Men are livelier speakers and use more body language.
Ooh, body language, those got me shook. Because I don't feel like
I don't
dudes
know
how to use their body. You know what I mean? I like but spaz
I'm,
arm, but
I'm
like it's
picturing
not the same.
Like presenters.
Right.
So I want to say true. I don't know.
Men
like
are
a TED Talk.
Yeah.
That's what you're picturing.
Yeah.
How many TED Talks do you watch that are girls?
How dare you?
No, I'm sorry.
Plenty
my algorithm
women
feeds me.
Well,
I don't watch TED Talks at all anymore.
You yeah,
don't?
Well,
no.
To be fair, it's been a while. Said. That was quite the thing back in the day, but I said false.
You said I say false too. I think when this is so weird because you know what it's doing? It's taking things that we think are gender. It's like women's intuition. It's like nope. Like who talks more? Mm. Women chatterbox women. It's like nope.
Unless they're 22 to 65.
Yeah, that small range.
I think no. I think it's women.
Men are livelier speakers and use more body language. False.
Oh.
Finds that. Let's see.
Wait. So Erica
women are
and I
generally
got on the
more expressive.
Yeah, basically we're all against each other now. All
right. I'll give an easy one.
Okay.
Men interrupt more. Hang on.
I was so ready to jump in. Ah.
Men interrupt more and will answer a question even when it is not addressed to them.
False.
What?
You said false, Aaron?
I do that all the time. Oh. So I'm taking it from...
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that's the three of us, Aaron, Erica, and myself, are Aries, and we just kind of ram our way into everything.
So annoying.
So annoying. If it's not...
Yes. True.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. I know we have mixed opinions on vanity plates.
Uh-oh.
On your car. But yeah. I mean, is it worth going to jail over?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You almost got like Yai Mobile or something. Yes. Get out of here.
It's model Yai, but keep going.
Whatever.
Stop cringing.
Oh, boy.
Stop cringing.
I might change my story to be about Slacker,
okay.
But I do have an excellent story.
Hold on. If you started with your pun, I'm going to kick you out of the studio.
Don't get too cracked up about it.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Well, a trucker in Colorado.
Let's go. Hold on, I got the truck coming.
Oh, there they go.
There he goes. Oh,
there
no.
He goes.
Oh,
there
no.
He goes.
He's flipping over. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh,
he flipped over.
Is that like 1,000 eggs spilling over?
Oh, I'm doing the after. Okay. Yeah, it's just, hold on. I think, what
do
would I do
one
for eggs, maybe?
I can't do it.
This?
That.
Yeah,
thank
lots
you
of eggs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Eric is supposed to be doing accents here. Do Colorado. Oh.
Hello.
What do you, the things that are west, what do you call those? The big, tall.
Freeways?
No, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, the mountains?
She's all right. It's mountain.
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 And yep. It's like, mountain.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so a
anyways,
trucker.
A truck spilled a bunch of eggs over I-70.
Oh.
So don't be alarmed when egg prices go back up.
That's a rooster. That's not the one who lays the eggs.
I know, but it makes the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. The trailer cracked open and hundreds of cases
of
eggs.
Did you say cracked open on purpose right there?
hundreds of cases of eggs spilled over.
Yep.
The driver of the truck suffered minor injuries. Yep. But, you know.
Are you done? Do you have any more of them? Because TX is waiting. Do you have one? I feel like you have
one. I know. He's...
You got one?
No. No, I let her do it.
Okay. Was traffic scrambled?
Sounds like a sticky situation.
Tiak, we've wasted all the time. We don't have time for your story. Okay. Those were all the... Go ahead.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go!
Yeah, let's go down to Florida.
They're pretty
good. She's getting it. She's getting there.
There was a man driving around. He had a kind of a vanity plate. And this one was made out of cardboard. So not exactly street legal. The plate read private. Just in all caps.
Private.
Yeah. Kind of like, leave
me alone.
I feel
like in Florida, he probably didn't spell that real close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried.
Okay.
Their cops said, that looks a little fishy.
Yeah.
They pulled him over. Yep. They said, what's going on? He said, sorry, I don't have any identification on me whatsoever. I'm very private. And they said, that looks like a birth certificate.
In the car?
In the car.
In the car?
Who carries around their birth certificate?
A guy with a cardboard license plate. That's who.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Birth certificate was also cardboard. The man was cardboard. It all came falling apart. They figured out who he was. Yeah. It turns out he had a lot of drugs. He had some bombs in the car.
What? Did you say bombs?
Yeah, a couple bombs. A couple pipe bombs in the car. Driving around with that
Can
private
I just say,
license
when
plate.
When you got that kind of contraband on you,
mm-hmm.
maybe you have a real license plate.
I agree.
Or
pro tip.
Anything better than cardboard.
Yeah, no, you don't want to attract attention when you're... So he's...
Oh, they took him away.
Oh, yeah.
Cardboard jail.
Okay, cardboard jail. All right.
Those
are
all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.